Everybody, this is Darcy from Oregon.
Hey, this is Kimber from Memphis.
So tonight, or on this episode of our podcast, we're talking about Dracula, which is the 2020, it is 2020, I think, Netflix series.
Yeah, it's either 2020 or like December 2019.
Yeah. So, Kim, of course, is discerning of Dracula more than I am, so I probably will give it a little bit more license than Kim, I'm guessing, and we have not discussed it.
No, we haven't.
So, Kim, what do you think about the Dracula series?
It was not horrible. It was not great, but it wasn't horrible. It was a little bit of a modern twist on Dracula, but I could not get into that guy as Dracula. He just was not Dracula to me. And when he was like, "I don't drink wine," he sounded so stupid. Like, that's a classic Dracula line. And coming out of his mouth, it was just like, ugh, stop, just stop.
Do you think that you're putting him on, judging him against the pedestal of Gary Oldman as a vampire?
No.
No?
Absolutely not, because I have liked Dracula in other forms. Gerard Butler was Dracula. I liked that movie.
I think that they were purposely trying to make it campy, much like the Love Witch from last season.
But see, I didn't feel like they were trying to make it campy.
Oh, I did think that.
I think that in your brain, you equate cheesy with campy. I think that's where we're different.
Ouch.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I just think that sometimes you give people the benefit of the doubt and they're like, oh, they meant for this to be really bad.
Well, so I didn't think it was really bad, actually.
It wasn't. I'm talking about the Love Witch when I say that.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't really bad. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. I watched it. There were parts of it that I thought, oh, that was interesting. I really, really liked the sister. The nun?
Yeah.
I really liked her. She was probably my favorite character.
Well, I think you were supposed to like her, too. Like, you know.
Yeah.
So, I think my all-time favorite scene with the sister and Dracula was on the boat. When she's like, oh, wait a minute. Are you feeding off of me?
when she like was in that room and then all of a sudden she realized she was the sick person.
Yeah.
I think that was probably my favorite part of the whole series. Actually, not just part with her, but I think that was my favorite part of the whole series. Because that threw me. I didn't expect it to be her. I didn't know who it was. Did you know who it was?
That she was the one that was sick?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No, I didn't either. I was completely thrown on that. I'm not always thrown. Very often, I can see what's going on, and because I've been watching horror movies all my life, I can tell what's going to happen. That threw me for a loop, and that doesn't happen often. So that for me was really good. I was surprised, and I'm not surprised often.
I think I didn't understand the love interest of Dracula once he was in, Great Britain? London?
Oh, the young girl?
Yeah. That I struggled with that one. Is it just because she loved death? I don't know.
She was pretty annoying, I thought.
Yeah.
She was pretty annoying, and you know, poor little pretty girl.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so hard to be pretty. It's so hard for everybody to love you. It's just so hard. Boo hoo. Let me feel bad for you. I don't.
So I was trying to figure out, I've never seen the guy that played Dracula before. I didn't think. I was just looking at, so he was in the girl in the spider's web.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. He looked familiar to me, but I haven't seen anything he's been in. I don't know why he looked familiar. He's not bad. He just didn't do it for me as Dracula.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't get past the whole I don't drink wine. It coming out of his mouth. And I actually posted that in The Lost Girls when I first watched the series. I'm like, this coming out of this man's mouth just does not fit for me. I don't know. I guess he just wasn't as suave as I feel Dracula should be.
So to me, he seemed like he was just ever evolving. If that makes any sense, his character was ever evolving. So he's a Danish actor, which I find interesting. So of course it would make sense. I haven't really seen a lot of him, but I liked how just unrepentantly evil he was. It would always make me laugh when he would, you know, I promise I'll be nice.
Yeah. And that was kind of a different take on some Draculas because, you know, some Draculas have that little tiny bit of humanity left because of something. Yeah. But he didn't have any.
No. So I was talking with Charles at work regarding Dracula because he'd watched it and he was saying what a evil Dracula he was. And I'm like, how could there be? It says it's season one. Do you think there'll be a season two? And he says, of course, yes. What do you think?
I think it's open for a season two. I think there's things that they can do. Like maybe they'll cover, you know, somebody will come in. Some sort of Renfield of some sort will come in and they'll cover the window and then they'll make him puke or something. You never know where these movie makers are going to go with it. I think that if it gets enough, you know, good reviews, then they are going to try to do a second.
So 87% of Google users love this movie or this show, and it got 71%. 6.8 out of 10 on Rotten IMDb, and 71% liked it on Rotten Tomatoes.
See, why wouldn't they have a season two? And maybe it'll be about that boy. You know, it'll be about that boy that was friends with the reincarnated nun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe he'll become a vampire hunter. And there will be another vampire. So maybe it'll continue the series, but it won't continue with original Dracula.
So I'm going to say this, but I'm first going to say, if you haven't watched Dracula, don't listen to me talking right now. But because it's definitely going to be a spoiler. But I hope you've watched Dracula. So the thing that bothered me the absolute most in the entire series was him. He didn't want the nun lady to be in pain, you know, the reincarnated nun lady to be in pain. So, you know, he drinks her cancerous blood and it's going to kill him as she dies too. So that seemed so out of character to me when you've watched him be so evil and mean throughout the whole series. And then that's his swan song.
Well, it wasn't the reincarnated nun. It was the nun that was now back in the body.
Right.
He didn't want her to be in pain. Because for some reason, she got over on him a couple times. And he respected that. So he had a respect for that nun. You know, it wasn't love. It wasn't, you know, friendship. It was a respect for her being able to get over on him a couple times. You know, she put up a hell of a fight at the convent, and then when he took her and she was the sick one in the ship, they were going to hang her because they thought she was, and she called him out, and you know, she almost killed him. And so he, I think he had a respect for her as almost a hunter.
Yeah, I think she admired his ability to change shape, and
I think he admired her.
Yeah.
And I think that's why he didn't want her to be in pain when she died, when the body died. And he was supposedly redeeming himself when he drank the blood.
I was just like reading reviews while you were talking.
Well, thanks
curious.
For paying attention to what I'm saying. Jeez, Dorothy.
I can multitask. So
can you? Watcher of the Love Witch. Okay. What do the reviews say, Darcy?
Okay, so the setting was very atmospheric, as is the music, and the script writing, I think, was perfect. Klaus delivers his witty one-liners with great aplomb, and I also thought, unlike some other comments, that his accent was fantastic. People need to remember that English is not his first language. He's Danish, and he has a mouthful of prosthetic teeth. Under the circumstances, I think he did damn well.
It wasn't, for me, it wasn't his accent.
Yeah.
For me, it wasn't his lines. It was the classic Dracula lines that I did not feel right coming out of his mouth. And he didn't have prosthetic teeth in. It wasn't his accent. It was the way they were delivered. And I don't feel they were delivered in a very good Dracula way. It was like a bum on the street was saying, I don't drink wine. You know, and Dracula's not a bum on the street.
So I didn't see that way. So it's interesting. Somebody else in the comments says the fly in the eye scene was off the charts brilliant.
I don't remember the fly in the eye.
Where Jonathan Harker is at the...
Oh, and his eye like ate it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was gross.
The fly... So that was the other distasteful thing. So, you know, I have a romanticized version of Dracula that I like the best. And Dracula with a bunch of flies hanging around him is not attractive.
No, no. There were a lot of flies in that show. See, I watched it. Oh, God, when it first, the week it came out. So it's been a while since I watched it. So I don't quite remember everything until you bring it up. There were a lot of freaking flies in that series.
Oh, it's just horrible.
I read a review that said, do not watch this while you're eating because the flies will make you want to puke.
That's true. It was giving me a strong feel when I was watching it.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. What do you hate?
I hated that character, the guy that was on the ship, and he was rich, but he was gay.
Oh, that was married to the lady?
The little blonde girl. I couldn't stand that guy. And I was like, that guy is terrible. I hate him. I hate him. And I just started watching a show. It's a British show called Shakespeare and Hathaway, and he's in it, and I love him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I guess he must have really played his character well, because I really super hated him in Dracula.
Yeah, because, well, I think you weren't supposed to.
But like, there was revulsion, absolute revulsion for the actor for me. So he must just be a really good actor, because I had never seen him anything before. So I based my feelings on him as an actor, not his character. And I shouldn't have done that.
So I think, one, I loved the old lady or whatever, you know, that he had met her before.
Yes.
And killed her mother.
Poor old lady.
Poor old lady. Then he gave her her last dance and then devoured her. So the thing that troubled me the most was the little kids, you know, the undead.
Locked in a box?
No, the ones that followed her home from the graveyard.
Oh, yeah.
And they're in the graveyard and he's trying to seduce her or whatever. And,
yeah. And he called her pretty lady.
Them. Yeah. That was creepy.
That was creepy. And that was new. So, you know, they did throw some new things in there.
So, would you tell people to watch this or would you tell them to skip it?
I would tell them to watch it because I'm very picky when it comes to Dracula.
Yeah.
We all know this. I'm very picky. When it comes to vampires in general, I'm very picky. And I didn't hate it. So I would definitely tell people to watch it and let me know what they think. It wasn't horrible. It wasn't like I watched a season and I feel like I wasted my time. There, like I said, there were some new, different things in there. But if a season 2 comes out, will I watch it? I don't know. But I would tell people that I'd be interested in their take and to watch it.
Yeah, so I actually would watch season 2. I liked it. I thought it was a good show. I wasn't as bothered by Dracula as much as you were. You didn't, because I thought it was campy.
See, I don't think it was supposed this for me. I don't think it was supposed to be. And maybe it was. But I just take my Dracula too seriously, and I don't do well with campy. But I did love Dracula Dead and loving it when I was a kid. So, I mean, you don't get more campy than Leslie Nielsen as Dracula.
Yeah. To me, I just thought it was they were trying to be witty. Like it was his a way of toying with everybody. You know, they were trying to come off that way. Like he was because he seemed to always be trying to change his character for whoever he was talking to in my mind.
Yeah, I just didn't think the actor pulled it off. As Dracula, when he, like I said, and I'll say it again, when he was doing the classic Dracula lines, it didn't work. It did not work. The rest of the show, if this is what I had posted, if he was a vampire, I would not have had problem with it. I had problem with it as him as Dracula.
Yeah.
Because he just couldn't pull off Dracula for me.
So for me, I'm fine with it. I liked it. Everybody I've talked to that's watched it has liked it. So I would definitely say watch it. I'm just curious how they're going to take season 2 if they do one because I just don't. It seems like it's over in my mind watching the series. So
I think they'll probably do a season 2, but I think it's going to be different characters. That's my guess, is that it's going to be, you know, different vampires. And maybe that kid is a vampire hunter. I just don't, I don't know how Dracula would come back from that. Maybe no. It'll center, around some of those people that he had in his castle, you know, that were locked in the cages. I don't know. Or the people, what I thought was really good, and I forgot about this until just now, was that not the people locked in the cages, but the dead people in the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was different and that was cool. I liked that. That was something that you've never seen before, that everybody that he's killed, that he's sucked dry and didn't want to keep, he just folds them up and puts them in an old trunk and leaves them in there undead.
Yeah. Creepy. And, you know, like him telling that the pretty girl, the pretty lady, you know, that she shouldn't get cremated because she'll just, you know, die in agony or whatever. And like, you start thinking about that, and then all the people that are in the graveyard, you know, where he's saying that they wake up and they're in there clawing, you know, years and years later trying to get out of their coffins.
Oh, the kid called her Boofer Lady.
Boofer Lady.
Boofer Lady, that's what it was.
Yeah.
I didn't think she was even that beautiful. So, you know, she's so unhappy with her pretty girl lifestyle. I was saying to the TV, girl, you ate all that. You ate all that. Go get a job. Stop bitching about being so pretty that everybody hates you because you ain't all that, girl. But, you know, and then she really wasn't all that after she got cremated.
So, of course, I'm still reading reviews because I'm like that. I'm a multitasker. Okay, so here we go. The sass in this show alone should get you hooked. The dialogue is both corny and deliciously analytical. That is what's so beautiful about the show as a whole and the balance it strikes between elements. I love this take on Dracula because it follows some classic tropes and because it has fresh takes on characters and relationships.
I'll agree. It had some fresh takes. And that's why I would say to people, definitely watch it and get your own opinion.
Yeah.
Because it did have some, I love a Dracula movie that has some fresh takes, which is why I love Dracula 2000 with Gerard Butler. Number one, Gerard Butler. Number two, in case you haven't seen Dracula 2000, it was 20 years ago. So I'm going to spoil it for you. Okay. He was Judas. So that is why he became a vampire, because he was Judas. And he betrayed Jesus. I thought that was such a different take. I loved it.
Yeah. So.
And that's why he hated silver. Because of that 30 pieces of silver that he took.
Oh yeah. So he keeps hinting at, you know, like why he can't. He doesn't like things or whatever. So the interesting thing was. One. When. In Jesus Christ Superstar. You know, with Judas, the scenes with Judas, I bawled my eyes out. I don't know why, but those affected me. So that is interesting.
I've never seen Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, yeah. Actually, it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming to town this year as a play.
Oh, really?
I would love to go see it. Yeah.
I've never seen it. I, of course, know the Bible story of Jesus because I grew up in the church. But it really, I thought it was such a great revelation as to why Dracula, and it was so different. You've never heard that before.
Yeah.
Nobody ever said Dracula was Judas. So I thought that was like, it was a moment when I watched that movie. And, you know, it had Hyde from that 70s show in it. I mean, he was only in it for a minute, but I love him too. I enjoyed Dracula 2000. And I am a classic Dracula person, but I do like it when people can put a spin, a different little spin on it.
Yeah. So just to wrap up on this, the person that I was reading their review earlier, she says the final ending itself was beautiful. I both want a season two and don't. To try to continue after the finality of the ending would seem contrived, but at the same time, I do want more. Interesting.
I know my friend Will posted that he and his husband really liked it. Robert was torn when he watched the first episode. So I'm not sure. We'll have to ask him if he finished it and how he felt about it after it was all done.
Yeah. So the first episode I thought was very off-putting because of all the flies. Gross.
Yeah. There were so a lot. I forgot. There were a lot of flies. And they didn't gross me out so much, but the thought of having to be an actor and be around all those flies? I mean,
Oh
were
my
they really
gosh.
there or were they CG? I don't know, but ew.
Those flies. Oh, so gross. And
I
I was
know.
actually eating dinner while I was
Oh, were
watching
you?
it. Yeah, because I would come home from work and make up dinner, and then I'd watch an episode because Frank was at work. So.
Oh, I was probably eating too because I eat all the time. But it stuff like that doesn't really bother me when I'm eating. It doesn't put me off. There were too many flies. So I think it's about time for us to take a break.
Yeah, it is.
All right, we'll be back in a short moment, Lost Girls and Lost Boys.
Yep, we'll be back.
Welcome back, Lost Girls and Lost Boys. There, Darcy made me do that.
That's awesome. All right, so let's talk. What are you drinking?
I am really crazy with my beverage selection today. Are you ready for this, guys?
Yes.
Ice water. Woohoo!
I actually am not drinking either because I'm on weekend duty for my job. So, yeah, I can't drink on those weekends.
I am not drinking because I'm on Weight Watchers and I have eaten about 4 days worth of points today and thought, well, I gotta stop the insanity somewhere. So I stopped it with the drink.
So I work with somebody that routinely will go like 30 days with no alcohol. And like, we talk about it, and it's like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that I drank that much until I go 30 days without alcohol. But me, I don't know, I could easily do 30 days with no alcohol.
Oh, I absolutely could, and I do for the most part.
So I actually have Monday off. This is Sunday, and as
Nice.
soon as Monday rolls around, I have a Mike's Hard Apricot Lemonade.
Oh,
I
you
know,
have to tell us how that is, because that sounds a little bit delicious.
I know, I'm so excited. I can't even, like, as long as my husband doesn't drink them all before Monday rolls around, but.
Oh, you, Frank, you better not drink those. You better save Darcy one.
Oh, there's nothing worse than I like bring home something that I really like to drink and it's gone before I even get a chance to even try it. It's like, ah, sometimes being married sucks that way because of that.
Yeah, and not just being married, but just living with anybody in general. Sometimes that happens.
Totally.
I have some pineapple ale that's absolutely delicious. I think it's Red's pineapple ale, and it's in my fridge, and it's been in my fridge for almost a year. I had one bottle of it, and it was delicious, but it tore my guts up. So I can't drink it. So it's sitting there waiting for somebody to come to my house and drink it, and nobody ever comes to my house. So it'll be there forever.
Such drama, such drama.
Well, it's not drama. It's just, I mean, it's lack of drama because nobody ever comes to my house.
Right, so let's talk our playlist. I
Okay.
don't know. I didn't really hear comments from people other than they just sort of responded by putting the videos on from YouTube.
Yeah.
But I think that's more interesting that way.
I like it better too. I just don't think people are listening to the Spotify.
No.
And if you are, let us know and we'll keep adding to it, definitely. But we just haven't heard any feedback, so let us know. We're always here for suggestions.
Yes.
I just got a
So,
book club suggestion too.
really,
Yeah.
what did they want?
Alisa recommended to me the Harry Dresden Files books.
Oh, I've heard of those. I have not read them.
Yeah, she said they're great, and there's a bunch of them. That sounds really, really good. So I'm gonna look into those this weekend and maybe get a couple to start off with. And my friend Trisha suggested one a while ago. And I can't remember the name of it, but I'll you know, put that in as a suggestion for book club too. And then, Robert suggested the what is it? The Descent series, and I'm on book three of those. That's really good. Great suggestion, Robert. Thank you. So definitely give us some suggestions, guys.
What I'm hoping on the book club is that we can vote up what, I mean, we have this month and next month's books picked out, but I'm hoping, or I guess this month's because we've already gone through last month, but we record our, or we don't record. What am I saying? Gosh, crazy. Our book club meeting is actually in 2 days. So I'm very excited for that. But we already have the selection for March, but I was hoping for the ones going forward that people would make suggestions and we can kind of vote as a group what we want to read.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So I, of course, love the book club idea. I just hope we can get some people participating because it's hard with the time difference, that's for sure.
I think it works better for us out here because
Yeah.
it's later. It's pretty early for you guys. It's like dinner time. Just getting off work, dinner time, so.
Yeah, so because I'm different because my husband doesn't get home until like, I don't know, 7 when he works day shift. So it isn't a big deal for me to do a book club at 5 p.m. because I don't usually eat dinner until around 7. So yeah.
Oh, see, I eat as soon as I get home.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, I eat all day. Which is why I'm starting Weight Watchers again. Anyway, what is your song this
Oh,
week, Darcy?
so I, for some reason, I was on a weird kick. I think last week I was going through YouTube and just kind of looking and watching videos and stuff. I haven't done that in a long time. And I came across, is it Brazil Handmaids, this group or whatever, but they posted Kate Bush's Cloud Busting song put which was used in The Handmaid's Tale, which I know I'm so obsessed with it, but it was just so apropos because they it reminded me of the Dracula series, not Dracula itself, but the fact that he's toting around all these dead people with him, or the undead. And this video focuses on the fact that she had killed somebody, and they were, the Marthas were covering up the death for her, so they were kind of cleaning up and taking care of everything. So it's an interesting, and it's straight out of the movie. Like, I don't know how Brazil Handmaids or whatever is able to get the rights to do that, but it's kind of interesting. So it could go away. Who knows? But that is the video I'm going to post. So you can see the Marthas in action. Which is weird if you've never heard of The Handmaid's Tale. The Marthas are all the cooks.
Okay, yeah, I had no idea who the Marthas were. I was just going with it.
Oh yeah, the women, they don't have identities. They're like the handmaids are like of Robert or of Glenn or whatever, and they're not allowed to use their own name. They're just of the man of the household. And then the
Oh.
Marthas, they're all Marthas. They're the housekeepers and cooks in the household. They're not allowed to be their own name either. They're just possessions.
Lovely.
Yes. So that's what we're doing there. We are going to be talking about the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, which I am 2 episodes in, and we're talking about season one.
I don't even know if I remember season one. I don't really want to rewatch it either. I'm just going to say, forgive me in advance if I say something from season two or season three. It was an accident.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, if we're talking about it, people know.
Yeah.
I think I'm late to the table actually in watching it. It's just because it's very hard for me to find time to watch stuff.
So do I get to say what song I'm adding to the list?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So I'm going to be adding Love Will Go On and On by Lindsey Stirling featuring Amy Lee. I love the violin, and Lindsey Stirling is great. She's awesome. And then, of course, Amy Lee's voice is very haunting. They have a few songs that they collaborated on together. So I would definitely suggest you check those out.
Cool. I hope there's a video for that.
I think there is.
Okay. So we'll be posting our videos on Facebook, our Facebook group, which we're still going strong. It's so funny. Every week we have more people joining.
So, I know, it's awesome. And yeah. Some people have joined and they don't even know, they're not even listening to the podcast. So definitely, guys, join the Facebook group and Facebook friends. Definitely listen to the podcast.
Yeah. Which it's interesting. Like, I don't know, like artwork wise, but it's pretty easy to find our podcast if you are on our Facebook group, because our artwork from the cover of our Facebook group is also the artwork for our podcast.
Yes.
And then I forget what we're talking about after the Sabrina. Do you remember?
I don't, and the paper that it's on is in my purse, which is in my bedroom. I can run in and get it if you want me to.
That's just so odd.
What?
It's so odd. In the world of technology, you're like writing a list on paper.
Well, and I put it on the Facebook page, but if I flip over the Facebook page, then my phone will stop. So that's why I kept the paper just in case, but I don't have it.
Post a announcement. Pinned.
Yeah, pinned it.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be a surprise until we record Sabrina, and then we'll let everybody know.
Yeah. And I just want to remind everybody that you can post on our Facebook group. I don't want you guys to think that only Kim and I do. We would love you to share stuff. It's always interesting to see the different things that people are looking and taking, you know, talking about or watching, because it helps us.
Absolutely. And we just like that other people are getting involved too. That's always nice.
Very much so. I mean, because I think it's so interesting because Kim and I often have different opinions about everything. But
yeah,
it's always nice when there's a different one thrown into the mix.
We always like it when somebody shares our opinion, too. So then we can say, see Darcy or see Kim.
Yeah. Okay. I have just marked your post as an announcement. So.
Okay. What are we doing next after Sabrina?
Right. So after Sabrina, there's October Faction. That's that new series Netflix. It's as season one. And then you are going to be trying to find an Indian horror film and an Australian horror film, which I don't know if you'll be able to.
Oh, yeah. There's a million Indian horror films.
Okay.
A million. It's deciding which one to choose. And some of them are going to be super cheesy. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But I need to do that. I forgot. And there's a few Australian ones too. Quite a few. There's Wolf River, which I've always wanted to see, but I can never find the first one. I can only find the second one. And Wolf River is actually based on a true story of a guy who killed backpackers in the Australian outback.
I don't wonder. I would like to add the Dead Like Me to our list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I noticed we have Pandemic pretty low on the list from Netflix, which is not a horror film, but it is a horror show when you think about it. I wonder if we don't want to jump that up in our list.
That's just the old best them. So we can put it in any order we want. We can jump that up the list. I'll just need to know because I haven't watched that yet.
Oh, so I think maybe after Sabrina, we do Pandemic and then do
Okay.
October Faction because that will give me enough time to watch season one of October Faction.
Okay, and then I'll watch Pandemic while you're watching Sabrina.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, it's like we're conducting business in form of a
I
podcast.
know. We got to get everything straight. So, what episode are you on in Sabrina?
I've only gotten two episodes in, so she refused to sign the book.
And what do you think of that girl who plays Sabrina?
Oh,
Or do you
so
want to wait until we have our
I
discussion?
think we should wait, but I know that you had already posted your dislike of her.
Yes.
Maybe you don't like the leading people in shows.
Well, that's not true. I love the lady in October Faction. She was on Bones.
Which one was she on Bones?
She's the director. She is a black lady who has beautiful straight hair, very thin. I don't know her name. Bones is the only other thing I've ever seen her in, but I really, really liked her. I really like her. So she's the main person. And then what else do we have on the list?
Oh, so I went away from that because I was looking at who the lady is that you like.
I love Hopper. He's the main person. And I love Eleven. And I love Joyce. And let's see, what else? What else do we have on the list, Darcy?
Getting there. Getting there. All right. So our list, we have Sabrina, October Faction, Luna Nera.
Oh, I haven't watched that yet. So I can't tell you if I like or dislike the main people.
The Good Place.
Love her. Love
Supernatural
Kristen Bell.
season one.
Love those two, the main guys. No,
So
that's not true. I don't love Sam. I love Dean.
Lucifer.
I love Lucifer.
Lost in Space, which was a request by one of our listeners, Marty.
Yeah, I don't like anyone in that show.
Pandemic and Kolchak the Night Stalker.
Oh, I have started watching that, by the way. And just to let everyone know, I do love Kolchak, because how could you not love him? Because he is fragile.
He's fragile. Oh, he's the guy from A Christmas Story?
He's the old man from A Christmas Story.
Really?
So there we go, Darcy. I just disproved your theory.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see who you like on October Faction.
I don't know her name. But I've always like I liked her on Bones, and I liked her in October Faction too.
So I've been watching The Bone Collector on regular TV.
Is there a series?
Yeah.
Like based on the book and the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It just started this year and it has Hank from Grimm as whatever the main character's name is. I'm so bad with names. That's why I need to always write things down.
Who was Hank? Was he the
He was
werewolfy
the
guy?
sidekick, not a supernatural.
Oh, I hated Hank.
Oh, I liked Hank.
I hated Hank, remember?
No, you hate a
Yeah,
lot of
I.
people, so it's hard for me to keep track of all of them.
Oh my God, just assume I hate everybody then. I did not like Hank. Hank was a ridiculous character who I didn't think needed to be alive in Grimm.
Wow, that was very strong feelings there. I loved Hank.
I couldn't stand him.
Loved him.
So I don't know if I would be able to get through the Bone Collector.
Well, so he's absolutely different in The Bone Collector because he's very dispassionate. He's paralyzed, so he can't actually leave his house. And yeah, it's interesting.
Was the guy in the movie paralyzed? In
Well,
the
if they're
original
following the
movie?
book, it should. I never saw the
I just
original.
I swear I saw the original, and it was oh, it was the voice of God. God, why can't I think of his name? Morgan Freeman. I feel like it was Morgan Freeman in The Bone Collector. And I don't recall him being paralyzed, but maybe I'm getting movies confused.
Maybe.
That's very possible. I've seen a lot of movies.
So, yeah, the guy, I forget what his character name is for some reason, but anyway, he is injured trying to stop the bone collector, and the bone collector leaves him alive, and so then his comeback is to try to catch the bone collector using the police force while he consults from his house in a wheelchair. So it is interesting. Anyway, gosh, we've really gone down rabbit trails today.
Just today, huh?
Yeah, more so today than normal, I think.
I don't know. We have a tendency to go off on tangents.
So anyway, I liked Hank on Grimm. I just want the last word out there. He was wonderful on there and deserves to be alive.
Okay. If that's what you think, then you are entitled to your wrong opinion, Darcy.
I know. Yeah. I think
I
that's the
just
beauty of it because we do not always agree most of the time on stuff, so that's good.
I think it's 50-50.
50-50?
I think
That's
it's
generous.
50-50. We love The Lost. Who was your favorite character on The Lost Boys?
Well, Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, okay. Well, I did love David, but he was my second favorite character.
Yeah.
Dwayne, Death by Stereo, was my favorite.
Death by Stereo. No, I always,
Yeah.
I've always loved Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, me too. I think we agree 50-50.
Yeah.
I'll give it 50-50.
You have much more a span of knowledge around horror or stuff because I tend to not like scary horror where I'm gonna have nightmares about it.
I think I'm not even sure if it's so much knowledge. I think it's just more of an appreciation because I like it and you don't. I think that's, I don't know if I would say knowledge.
You mean horror itself, like Saw or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Yeah. See, I think that's what I'm saying. I think mine is just more of a knowledge because I love Saw. I love the Saw movies. They're getting a little out there. Like I heard there's another one coming out. But I also heard that there's a there and I posted it on the Facebook page, they are going to make a series of Chucky.
Oh yeah.
I
There's
am
well,
just
with the haunted
giddy.
dolls, that creeped me out to no end, those haunted dolls.
Jennifer Tilly's going to be in it. I can't wait.
Yeah.
But I will have to say, they need to have Brad Dourif, the original Chucky voice, in the series, or I'm not going to be happy. I did not watch the new Chucky movie that came out this year or end of last year. I will not watch that movie because they completely changed the doll and they changed the voice. I'm not into that. Stay true.
Stay true.
Stay true.
All right. Well, we will be back. As you know, we're publishing less episodes this year, but we are doing some live Facebook events on our group page just to keep you connected to us. And then, if you're so inclined, I'm really excited about the online book club. I think that is going to be fun. As Kim and I have both gone on this reading bent, right? Kim, you've been obsessed with reading.
I've slowed down quite a bit though lately, so I need to pick back up because I still need to read that the book for next month. Actually, this month, because this is March 1st.
Yes, but you have the whole month to do it, so it's a fast read, I think. I read books really fast though, so I'm not a good judge, so.
I do too, but the majority of books that I've been seeing lately that I've been reading and that I've been downloading have only been 200 pages. And give or take. I am used to Stephen King, like 1,000-page books. So
Yeah.
these are really quick reads.
Yeah, the Trailer Park one, I read through that in like a couple hours, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think I read the 13 in a week, maybe a week and a half.
Oh yeah.
Because I wasn't watching TV. I was reading. I'd come home, make my dinner, and then I'd read the book, and then until I went to bed. So I was reading, for several hours a night, but it was pretty quick, and I can't wait to discuss it because
Yeah, we have not talked about it at
no,
all.
and Darcy was supposed to read it on her cruise so that we could talk. She was supposed to read the series on her cruise so we could talk about it when she came back because I was upset with something that happened in the books. But it wasn't in the first book, it's
Yeah.
later on down the line.
It's like
So,
8 books in, right? Or something like that.
something like that. Yeah. Maybe 6 or 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, but my cruise went to hell in a handbasket. So yeah, there was no reading on that cruise.
Yeah. So I've been waiting for somebody to read the series. So if you have read the series, my God, reach out to me because I want to know how you feel about this thing that happened. Because it sort of kind of like put me, I read the whole thing and it wasn't bad, but it put me off the books.
Did you join the author's page, the Kimber Swain's?
Yeah, I thought I already had actually before you invited me, but I hadn't.
Oh yeah, so I just read
Yeah.
her vampire book that just came out. I forget what
She
it's
has
called.
several books out.
Yeah, she does.
I don't have Kindle Unlimited right now, so I haven't been reading because I have like 200 books downloaded, but they're like the first book of a series, because they want to get you in.
Yeah.
And I if I read that first book and I like it, I'm going to be like, "Oh man,
I know.
I want the second and third and fourth and 17th book and
I know. I know it's tough because that's how they get me too, especially if they're not Kindle Unlimited, because I figure I've saved so much money by being Kindle Unlimited. So I do try to choose books that are Kindle Unlimited. But if I don't, I get all those free books because there's so many pages where they give you links to free books, or the author will make the first in their series free, or like the fourth book in their series for free. And then you're like, oh my gosh, this is so good. I need to read the whole series. And that's how they get you. That's the hook.
Yeah, and the Descent series that Robert told me about, I got the first three books for free, but then you can go in and get the whole series of, I think it's 7 books for 99 cents.
Yeah, which I think is
So
what I did. Yeah.
I haven't done it yet just because I keep forgetting, but I have a gift card on there, so I mean, I'm gonna get them. I just keep forgetting to get them. I hope they're still 99 cents.
Yeah, so I would say, and I'll put this advice on any of our book club pages as well. Join, if you like an author, join their author page on Facebook, because a lot of times they put freebies or special content out there. And I'm on a couple ARC reading teams, which is advanced reader copy. So that's also what I do. I get free books that way, just for their reading their book and reviewing it in a certain time frame. You get free copies. It's really fun. I like to do that as
Oh, you
well.
have to send me a link on that.
It's they come up like they'll put it up on their author pages, and they'll be like, we're
Oh.
accepting a couple positions right now. And then
Oh.
yeah, there isn't like anything to join. Yeah, it's fun though. I do love it. All right, so wow, we're going long now. So all right, everybody. thanks so much for joining us this episode. We would still love to hear what you thought of Dracula. I really want to know how you think, actually, maybe Kim, you could put this on Facebook. How do you think season two could be? You know, like, yeah. What is the story you think will happen in season two, if there is one? I'm kind of curious because me, I don't have a vision for it at all.
You don't have any sort of vision?
No, I don't know. To me, it seems so final, the ending.
But Charles, well, it was final for those two characters.
Yeah.
But so. It wasn't, you know, there's still the whole Harker Institute.
Yeah.
You know, that's still out there. What's going to happen with that? You know.
Anyway.
All right. We got to go.
Yes.
Bye, yes. Everybody.
Bye.